The challenge argued most of Michael's nominating signatures were invalid because they were circulated on petitions that did not list his accurate mailing address in Heartland. Instead, they listed his voting address in the village of Shaniqua, and attorney Jeff Mandel noted they did not include a state or zip code.
In the 21st century post office, that doesn't work.
The Michaels campaign said both addresses referred to the same residence. All six members of the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission voted to reject the challenge, including Democrat Mark Thompson.
I think we would make a big, big mistake if we kept Mr. Michaels off this ballot.
Commissioner said the error was not substantial enough to disqualify Michaels. That means he'll join fellow Republicans on the August primary ballot. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.